This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI is warning that there may be armed protests in Washington, D.C. and states across the nation beginning this week after the attack on the U.S. Capitol building by President Trump supporters. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Angry protesters outside the Washington State Capitol Monday offered a snapshot of scenes that are playing out across the nation. State capitals have beefed up security, in some cases activating the National Guard, with the FBI issuing a bulletin warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week.
House Democrats are pressing Vice President Pence and President Trump's cabinet to use their authority under the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. But with no indication that's going to happen, the House is moving ahead. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Tomorrow it will start debating impeachment, with the president facing a single charge, incitement of insurrection, after the deadly Capitol riot.
We have a president who most of us believe participated in encouraging an insurrection.
But first, number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer and others will vote on a resolution urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to use constitutional powers to remove the president. Pence has given no indication he will do that and met with the president yesterday for the first time since the attack. No cabinet members have publicly called for the president's removal. Three have resigned.
New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His statement mentions last week's attack on the Capitol building. You may be closer to getting a COVID-19 shot than you think. States are expanding the COVID-19 vaccination campaign, opening football stadiums, ballparks, and fairgrounds to a larger group of people. This is AP News. Anti-abortion faith leaders support using the COVID-19 vaccines.
In a growing consensus, religious leaders at the forefront of the U.S. anti-abortion movement are telling followers that the leading vaccines available to combat COVID-19 are acceptable to take. The basic message? The leading vaccines have only a remote and indirect connection to lines of cells derived from aborted fetuses. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, which says fighting abortion is its top priority, says getting vaccinated against the coronavirus should be viewed as an act of charity toward others. Reverend Russell Moore, who heads the public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, says he knows of no evangelical pastors who have been advising people not to get vaccinated. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Dow dropped 89 points yesterday. The S&P dropped 25. The Nasdaq slid 165 points. They all set records last Friday. Global stock markets are up today. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.